नमस्सर्वेभ्यः. सुन्दरा भगिनी, प्लीज् गो अहेड्.
अक्रतुण्डं हाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा, निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा.
हरिः ओम्. So we'll quickly revise whatever we saw in the last class. Before that, have any of you prepared to revise a bit on what we have been seeing so far? It would be really great if you can help others to revise once. Just leave the time. Time I will, you know, I'll be dealing it again to you with a presentation so that we will see it in detail. Anyone, if you want to just say for 2 or 3 minutes, you can go ahead. Vidyadhar Mahodaya, would you like to do it?
Okay. Again, there seems to be some noise when I turned on.
From Uma Bhagini's side, I just muted her because the noise was not tolerable, so I had to mute her. Now we can go ahead. Just 2 or 3 lessons whichever we saw, so that will be a good revision for us.
I think we discussed that in the last class, right? We discussed this fully in the last class.
That's okay. The idea is to hear it again and again.
Okay.
Instead of hearing my own voice daily, any of you can volunteer yourself to just a five or six sentences and explain it, how you constructed it.
Okay. So to start with, we started with the parichayam, or checking with the name, bhavatah nama kim, mama nama sujyadarah. And for ladies, it will be bhavatyah nama kim, mama nama radha. That was the example I quoted from the textbook. And then we went on to learn esha saha. For pullingam, that is, Esha is referring someone very next to the person, and Saha is referring someone who is a little far away from the person. And then similarly for ladies, we went with Esha and Sa, and then for the Napunsakalinga, it was Etat and Tat. So then the corresponding question, like Esha. Yesha kaha, that is for the masculine gender, and Yesha ka for the feminine gender, and Yesha scheme for the neuter gender. So basically kaha, ka and kim are the questions. And then we went ahead with the some of the examples for the same. And after that, I think we did quite a lot of examples there. And then we went ahead with the learning of asti, means yes, it is present. Nasti, no, it is not. I mean, basically, it means not present. And then location references like atra, which means here, tatra, which means there. And then kutra, which means where. Sarvatra, everywhere, anyatra, somewhere else, and ekatra, only one place. We started learning the sambhashanam, with the meeting like Harishan, basically, with the question mark, bhavan kaha, bhavati kaha, bhavan for the masculine and bhavati for the feminine. Giving the introduction, self-introduction, starting with aham, aham vaidyaha, aham vidyarthi, aham tantrajnaha, and so on. And similarly for ladies, aham grahini, aham vidyarthini, and so on. So that is something that I learned. And then from there, learning about his, her, in Sanskritam, that is Etasya, Tasya, and etasyah tasyah. So that is basically the shashti vibhakti part of the studies. And then there were examples. Then we went about learning kriya padani, which is the verbs and usage of that, and the present tense, which is gacchati, agacchati, with all the various combination of yesha, saha, yeta, tat, bhavan, bhavati, and so on. And then the verb with the self-reference, aham gacchami, in the present tense. So that is what we learned. And then there are a couple of sambhashanam, and along with that we learned about prathama dvitiya and tritiya vibhakti as well. So, and then we went about learning the sankhya, that is the numbers, how to use up to 40, and then we also did a diagram, and then we started off learning about the time references, so with the samaya. So this is what we learned in short.
सम्यक् महोदय उत्तमम् उत्तमरूपेण प्रतिपादितवान् सो ऐ विल् अगेन् स्टार्ट् टुडे वित् द विभक्ति बिकास् विभक्ति इस् समथिङ्ग् रियलि इम्पार्टेण्ट् सो वेनेवर् यु लर्न् अ लाङ्ग्वेज् देर् आर् सम् इम्पार्टेण्ट् आस्पेक्ट्स् दट् यु शुड् आल्वेस् कन्सिडर् इट् इस् नाट् जस्ट् फार् द संस्कृतं लाङ्ग्वेज् बट् बीट् इट् कुड् बि एनिथिङ्ग् इट् कुड् बि जर्मन् ओर् स्पानिश् ओर् एनिथिङ्ग् फस्ट् learn the basic noun form and then the verb form. If you do these two properly, it means you have learned, you have learned the basics of the language really well. So as I said, nouns are something that we derived from the nominal stem called pratipadikam. Nouns are something that we derive from a nominal stem called Pratipadikam. Pratipadikam is like the seed that you put under the soil. And to that Pratipadikam, to that seed, you will add some water and sunlight and everything. That will give you the Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti and all those Vibhakti. That we call it as Vibhakti in Hindi or Vetrumai Urubu in Tamil. So that is how we get to know about what the context is for that noun. So when I say Rama is eating the fruit, you can say subject is Rama, is eating is the verb, fruit becomes the object. So now I say in Rama there are good qualities. So when I say in Rama, it has got two words. But in Sanskritam, you will be adding something to the end of the Pratipadikam called Rama. So that becomes Rame. Rame becomes in Rama. So when the moment I say Rame Uttama Gunaha Santi, the Rame says that in Rama there are good qualities. So likewise, to the end of the Pratipadikam, you will be adding something to make it a usable form. It could be by Rama, for Rama, with Rama, of Rama. Okay, so those are known as Vibhaktis. I will keep repeating this point until it sticks to your head or until you say shut up, we know it, because it's that important. So please excuse me as I keep saying it again and again. Okay, so Vibhaktis are very important even when you talk. And Lingam is something again. Lingam is gender. Pullingam, Trilingam, Napumsakalingam. The moment I say Rama, Ramaha, you should understand what is the Pratipadikam or the nominal stem of that particular form. So that you will understand whether it is a Pullinga, Akaranta, Ikaranta or Ukaranta. Now what are all the examples? Rama is Akaranta, Pullinga, Pratipadikam. So how do I give the address? Akarantah, Pullingah, Rama Shabdah. So when I say Harihi, Ikarantah, Pullingah, Hari Shabdah. And then I say Guruhu, Ukarantah, Pullingah, Guru Shabdah. So these are all the three ending, case endings for Pullingah Shabdah. Trilinge Dvayameva. So we have got only two in Trilinge. One is ikaranta and akaranta and ikaranta. So you can see even in the list of the names that you've got, most of the times the Srilinga name will be in akaranta and ikaranta. Saraswati ikarantah Srilingah Saraswati shabdah. So the shabda rupa or the nominal stem will be hraswa ikara, which is Saraswati, not Saraswati, no. And similarly, akaranta, uma shabdah, akarantah, strilingah, uma shabdah. So that is again akaranta shabda. Napumsaka is so easy, it is only im, it ends only in im. So that is how you understand whether the shabda or the nominal stem is what. So here in the table you see the prathama vibhakti. For now ignore the sambodhana, we will deal it at the end because it's easy to understand. Dvitiya, tritiya, chatutthi, panchami, shashti, saptami. So all these are the declinations out of which we have done prathama. I hope dvitiya and tritiya were also done. I have opened some other presentation, however, yeah. So again, you have to see the ending. So we will introduce Srilingam also today. I will just take you through with the pullinga shabda first, and then we will do the napumsakali. So akarantah, pullingah, rama shabdah is the adras. So the rama here is the nominal stem. You can all see my screen, right? Yep.
Yes, Bhagini, we can see it.
Okay. Pashyati ches atra akarantah, pullingah, rama shabdah iti asti. Akarantah pullingah rama shabdah is what is being given. Upari pashyatu ekavachanam dvivachanam bahuvachanam mudrana dosham asti atra, that is a typo error. Ekavachanam dvivachanam bahuvachanam iti eva sthapaniyam, it should be that way. Left side you have got prathama, sambodhana, dvitiya, tritiya, chatutthi, panchami, shashti, saptami. So these are all the declinations. So Ramah, Ramau, Ramah, which means one Rama, two Ramas, more than two Ramas. So this becomes the subject as it is. Dvitiya Vibhakti is where the subject becomes the object. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Ramah khadati, aham Ramam pashyami, I am seeing Rama. Tritiya says about the instrumental case. It is because of Rama. Ramena asuraha hataha. The asuras were killed by Rama. So here, by or with or Ramena gachami. So I am going with Rama. Ramena gachami is I am going with Rama. And then chaturthi, as I said, danaya chaturthi. So you are giving for or to Ramaya kshiram dadami. So I am giving milk for or to Rama. Danate chaturthi. Now when I say danate chaturthi or it is to give or for Rama, to Rama, you have to grasp it so well that tomorrow when you have the same kind of context somewhere. Say for example, you are giving your books to your friends. Pustakam mitraya dadami. So for the friend, I am giving the books. So in all those contexts, you will be using chaturthi. And then panchami. Panchami is from Rama. From Rama is taking from Rama. It could be Ramat Ashihi Prapnumi. From Rama I am getting the Ashirvadams or the blessings of Rama. So that becomes the Panchami Vibhakti. Kashti is Sambhande Lakshti. रामस्य पिता दशरथः और दशरथस्य पुत्रः रामः. इट् कुड् बि ईदर् वे. सो बेसिकलि पञ्चमी इस् सेपरेशन्. यु आर् सेपरेटिङ्ग् संथिङ्ग् फ्रम् दि अदर्. रामाताशिः, यु आर् गेटिङ्ग् दट् इट् इट् कुड् बि गेटिङ्ग् और् इवन् सेपरेटिङ्ग्. सप्तमी इस् इन् और् आन् और् इन् राम और् गुड् क्वालिटि. रामे उत्तमगुणाः सन्ति. वात्सल्य भगिनी, केन् यु प्लीस् म्यूट्?
Bhagini, I wanted, yeah, your voice is breaking. I want to know if it's only for me or for others also, so that I can shift my place, that's why.
Can someone please confirm her?
Yeah,
the voice is very clear.
Clarity vadanti, Bhagini. Kripya, network pashyatu, samyak asti va na va iti. So these are all vibhaktis, out of which we have seen only prathama and shashti in detail, as in we have done some abhyasas. So tatsya etasya and all will under the shashti vibhakti only. Any of you have got any doubts in this so far? If not, I will move on to the napumsakalinga vibhakti declination.
Bhagini, will you please repeat those terms that you used, for example, Sambhande Shashti, so like that you used for all seven, so just in one quick
minute. It's actually just those not terms. All the seven. It is only for Sambhande Shashti. Sambhande Shashti is when you want to relate whose mother is whom, whose father is whom, or whose son. Then that
you said something for fourth one, Chaturthi.
Dana Arte Chaturthi. Dana is giving something.
Yeah.
So Dana Arte Chaturthi.
And fifth one?
Fifth one is apadanam.
Apadanam, okay, separation. Dana, apadanam.
I intentionally did not use it because it will confuse a bit. So I thought I can introduce it slowly. Or if you want, I can say, the prathamavibhakti is otherwise, the function of prathamavibhakti is known as karta. One who does something is karta.
Oh, karta.
So still today, you use it when you do the rituals. The priest will say Karta should commence it, which means the one who is going to do. He becomes the subject, right? So that is Karta. And whatever the Karta is doing is Karma.
Karma.
So Dvitiya becomes the Karma. Now the Prathama also becomes the Karma. When I say Ramaha Atra Asti, so Rama is there. So there Ramaha is the Karta.
Yeah.
Right. When I say Aham Ramam Pashyami, so I am seeing that Rama. So there the Rama becomes the object or the karma.
Object. Aham becomes the subject.
Don't confuse that with the karma that we do something. And Tritiya is known as Karanam. Karanam is the action that you perform with the help of something. For example, Hastena Kadami. How do you eat? You are eating with your hands. With your hands become the instrument. Right?
Okay.
The hand is of course in your body. It is not cut out. But still, that is the instrument.
Yeah.
Pen is an instrument. Knife is an instrument. Kartari or the scissor is an instrument. So whatever instrument, even when you want to depict yourself that you have done something with something, then you become the instrument. Ramena, which means because of Rama or by Rama or with Rama.
Okay.
And then Chaturthi will be known as Sampradanam. Okay. Sampradanam is the receiver. Because you are giving to Dhanarte, which means you are giving to somebody. So the Chaturthi becomes the receiver.
Sampradanam and Apadanam. Okay.
Panchami is Apadanam. Apadanam technically means the point of separation.
Okay.
For example, Aham Devaya Dugdham Anayami is I am bringing milk for Deva. So that becomes Chaturthi. Aham Devat Varan Prapnomi. Varan is the Bahuvachana Rupam of Varam.
Yeah.
So Varan Prapnomi is Devat. You are getting from the God. So that is the point of separation. It doesn't mean that he is no more going to have any kind of varas to give it to somebody else. That is not an idea here. As I say always, it is very hard to translate Sanskritam to any other language. Just for the term elephant, you've got 50 such terminologies. and each one has got a meaning. That is the problem here.
Yeah.
To explain that, you should have that verbose in other language. I'm not that great in any of the other languages as well. Okay. So the other
Sambandhe Shashti.
Sambandha or the Sambandhe Shashti. Saptami is Adhikaranam. Adhikaranam is location.
Okay,
Adhikaranam is location. In, okay. On, at, among. Even in the case of comparing to. So then that becomes your
okay.
Is it clear?
Yeah, very clear.
I shall probably type and add it in the presentation next class so that it didn't strike me so long. I'm so sorry for that.
Not a problem, but you used for a couple of them, so I thought of asking you to repeat that one.
That I should say it for everything.
No, Dhanarthe I remember, but then Apadhanarthe you said it for Panchami, but I forgot that term, so I just wanted to hear that term. Yes. Thank you.
Any other doubts?
Bhagini, Saptami Vibhakti, please tell me once more.
Saptami is to say about the Adhikaranam. Adhikaranam is the, you can say it as kind of locative case. Rame Uttama Gunaha Santi. So the Uttama Guna or the qualities are residing in Rama. So the location of having that great qualities or inside Rama or in Rama. So that becomes a location. That becomes a location now. Or you can say, "Aham Bharata Deshe Asmi." Deshe is the location. Bharata Deshe Asmi. So whenever you want to say, it is there. Or what else can I say? You want to say that the books are on the table. Can someone try to finish the sentence in Sanskritam?
Pustake. Pustakani utpitika.
Utpitikayam.
Utpitikayam upari santi.
Uttam upari santi. So you are trying to say where the books are, then there it becomes the location. Is that clear, Bhagini, or you want to ask anything more in that?
Vrikshaha vane santi or also we can use
that. Yes.
Trees.
Udyane santi, vane santi. Udyanam is garden.
Yeah.
But that's a great example. That's really great. Good one. Any other questions or shall we move?
Udaharanam pustake likhatu. Write in the book. Is that correct?
Uttama.
Okay.
Pustake likhatu. I hope all are clear in this. So we will just move on to the Napumsaka Linga Shabdaha. So akarantaha napumsaka lingaha hala shabdaha. Just give me a minute. Akarantaha, again the ending is going to be akarantaha.
I think we did not cover Sambodhana. You plan to cover later?
No, if you want, I can do it. Sambodhana is just like addressing someone. Hey Deva, hey Rama, hey Krishna. It's just that I've got nothing much to say about it. Okay, and whatever I said, the Katta, Karma, Karanam, Sampradhanam, Apadhanam, Sambandha, Adhikaranam, Sambodhanam,
all these are known as karaka. Karaka is an important topic to be understood. So remember the karakas daily will, it will help you a lot in later when you learn grammar. So sambodhana is to address. We say ho Rama, right? So it's similar to that. Hey Deva, Rakshamam. Hey God, please bless, please save me. Hey Krishna, Atragachatu. Hey Krishna, come here. So for all those, you can use Sambodhana. You will see these in Kavyas. Like if you take the Raghuvamsham or Shakuntalam, Abhijnana Shakuntalam, there Shakuntala addresses Anasuya, her friend, hey Anasuya, which is, she is addressing her. So in all those places, Sambhodhanam will be used. Is that fine?
Okay.
So here the table is very similar to your Pullinga. The only thing that changes is the Prathama, where you are using Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, instead of that Phalam, Phale, Phalani. Dvitya is also the same, Phalam, Phale, Phalani. Rest all the same, Ramena, Phalena, Ramabhyam, Phalabhyam, Ramehi, Phalaihi, Ramaya, Ramabhyam, Ramebhyaha, Phalaya, Phalabhyam, Phalebhyaha, Ramat, Ramabhyam, Ramebhyaha, Phalat, Phalabhyam, Phalebhyaha, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Phalasya, Phalayoho, Phalanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu, Phale, Phalayoho, Phaleshu. So it is very similar except for the Prathama and Dvitiya Vibhakti. So all of you, please try to memorize it for now. It has got a beautiful grammar behind it.
Bhagini, how you can make out that is a Saptami Ek Vachanam and Dvi Vachanam Prathama Sambodhana Dvitiya are same, isn't it?
I don't get your point. Can you please
Saptami Ek Vachanam Phale and Dvi Vachanam Prathama and Dvitiya and Sambodhana all Phale. So how we can make out that whether it is pertains to a Saptami Ek Vachanam,
very good question,
or Dvi Vachanam? You got my point. I am able to communicate.
Yeah. I understand what you're asking. You are saying Phale is here as well as here. How do you differentiate if it is Prathama Vibhakti or Dvitiya Vibhakti, Dvivachanam or Saptami Vibhakti? That depends upon the context of the sentence. We will deal this in a separate class. For now, get used to the forms so that you are clear on that. We will definitely do it.
Another thing I am noticing, that means there is no preposition in the Sanskrit language. I mean, it's all linked with the subject. No, on and K.
It was not clear what you said.
The prepositions are not in the Sanskrit language. Like we use preposition in the English, right? On the table.
Yeah.
That means these are the link with the Vibhaktis.
Yes, of course.
Okay, that's thank you.
Okay. The only thing you have to understand is these are all types of relations that we call it karaka. Yes. Karaka is the types of relations. So karaka is one which follows an action and also denotes the relationship between the noun and the verb.
That's it.
That is the sole point, right? When you say he is eating, who is eating what? So who becomes the karta? What becomes the karma? And every other thing that you say will be talking about the karta or karma only. When you say, I am going to the office from my home with the bicycle, everything revolves around you, which is the karma. The only thing is, where do you go, from where, to where, and by how you go.
I see.
And all those only come. So karta is primary, and the verb, of course, going is the verb. When you say, I am going to the office from my home on a bus, nobody will come and ask you, what color shirt were you wearing? It is totally irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
That's it. Thank you.
Even in that case, it is about you only. It is about the karta only. They will not ask you what was the color of the shirt who was sitting next to you. So it is, everything is cut, the noun and the verb. Whatever else you talk, it is about the relationship between the noun and the verb. So that is denoted by karaka, which is very, very important, because when you learn sandhi, samasa and everything, this will help you out in understanding easily.
I see.
So once you memorize the karaka table perfectly, because many ignore the concept of karaka. They will only teach vibhakti and they will say you have learnt everything you can do. But it is not like that. Understand the karaka. Understand what is apadanam, what is sampradanam, what is adhikaranam. Try to make out various sentences on that. Then samasa will be like a cakewalk to all of you.
Madam, these tables, are they to be learnt in rows or in columns?
It should be this way, rows.
Thank
you. So we have the habit of singing it like Ramaha Ramau Ramaha Ramam Ramau Raman Ramena Ramabhyam Ramaihi Ramaya Ramabhyam Ramibhyaha Ramat Ramabhyam Ramibhyaha Ramasya Ramayoho Ramarnam Rame Ramayoho Rameshu He Rama He Ramo He Ramaha. This was the, we were used to sing like that. After saying Agarantaha, Pullingaha, Ramashabdaha, and then you start it. So likewise, you can also practice if you're comfortable with that.
Bhagini, I have a small doubt. Now, I have written one sentence, Krishnaihi Ramena Kadanti. So the Kriyapada, whether it is singular or plural, will depend on the karta, right? On the.
So you were using Krishnaihi.
So Kadanti, is it correct?
Absolutely correct. Because who eating refers to whom?
Krishnaihi.
Krishnaihi. With whom becomes Rama.
That Ramena.
The act of eating with Rama refers only to the Krishna. So Kadanti is the correct one. What you have done?
And another thing, Ramaha Umabhihi Kadati. Okay, thank you.
So the verb.
We don't have to use Saha with that, right?
Not necessary.
Krishnaihi Ramena Saha Kadanti is not required, isn't it?
You can use it, but there is no such rule. Saha is something that is like extra thing.
Okay.
And like thank we say you. And also means also only, and mean also means also only. It is like adding extra emphasis to such stuff.
Okay.
So it's absolutely fine.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have now seen the Napumsakalinga Shabda Rupa as well. Please practice it. Try to make sentences, because that's the only way that you can practice the spoken form of Sanskrit. Maybe for 4 to 5 more classes, I'll be using English, and after that, I'll have to slowly take you into the Sanskrit mode only, because that's the sole purpose of the class. It's Sambhashana Sanskrit Vargam. So try to get the crux of it before that. And similarly, there is a table for Strilinga, which is Akarantaha, Strilingaha, Ramashabdaha, Rama, Rame, Ramaha. This again has got a different form, as in the end will be different. Rame, Rame, Ramaha, Svasambodhanam. Ramam, Rame, Ramaha. Ramaya, Ramaya is Tritiya. So this you should not confuse with the Tritiya of Chaturthi of the Pullinga, where we say Ramaya, here Ramaya. Ramaya, Ramabhya, Ramabhi. Ramayai, Ramabhyam, Ramabhyaha. Ramayaha, Ramabhyam, Ramabhyaha. Ramayaha, Ramayoho, Ramanam. Ramaya, Ramayoho, Ramasu. So this also you can.
Bhagini, Eka Sandeha Asti. I think. Bhagini, for example, in that both were Tritiyas, whatever she Krishnaihi Ramena Khadanti. A subject is used at Tritiya, right?
Your voice is breaking to me. I could not figure out what you are trying to ask.
Krishnaihi Ramena Khadanti was the example she gave.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be Krishna Ramena Khadanti?
You mean to say Krishna is also in Tritiya? Oh yeah, you're correct actually. Yes. Krishna, who actually said that sentence? Can you also come mute and unmute?
Yeah, I said it for you. Krishna, okay, yes, yes. Krishna.
Because I was focusing only on the Khadanti thing that is related to the Katta. So that's a good observation. For that. Thank you for pointing it out.
Thanks.
Another thing, excuse me. All Akaranta Istilinga have the same form of all these vibhaktis, right?
All Akaranta Pullinga will follow a table. All Ikaranta Pullinga will follow a pattern. All Ukaranta Pullinga will follow a pattern. So the end, if it is Akaranta, then you can simply follow this ending.
Yes. So we can memorize one. That means all will say Akaranta is the same.
Akaranta, not Akaranta.
Akaranta. Akaranta.
Akaranta.
Right.
Kopi prashna hasti ba? No chet, vayam agre sarema. If you get the ocean karaka, please stop me because that is so important. Again, I'm saying, even if you want me to repeat it 50 times, I'll do it. But make sure that you understand. If you have got something to say, you can. Not me.
But what with me?
I am able to hear some kind of noise from your side. So just trying to say, if you want to say something.
My screen went off and it came again. And that's all. I'm nothing but
here. Alright. So Nadhi Shabda is also here. I just don't want to overstuff it today itself. So you can, for now, practice Rama Shabda, Halam, and Rama Shabda. Nadhi, we will do it in the next class. So now we will move on to the time that we were seeing in the last session. So samayaha is time. When you want to ask what is the time, you should be asking kaha samayaha, because samayaha being a masculine thing, you should be using kaha in front of it. Kaha samayaha is asking what is the time. So, Sapada says 15 minutes, Sardha says 30 minutes, and Padona is 45 minutes. Sapada, Sardha, Padona. So, here are the examples that you are supposed to see. Rangarajan Mahadeva, I request all of you, please mute yourself. It's like a meeting etiquette for everybody. Even to me, if somebody is talking, I will definitely be in mute. I won't unmute. So please be in mute. So the question is, kaha samayaha? Here you see trait, which is shadvadanam. Shadvadanam is 6 o'clock. And as I said, sapada, sardha, padona, it all mentions 15 minutes, 30 minutes and 45 minutes. So when you want to say 6:15, it is sapada shadvadanam. Sardha Shadvadanam. Padona Saptavadanam. Here the time is 6:45, but only for this you will be using the next value. padona saptavadanam. Because the una says it is less than 15 minutes. You cannot say padona shadvadanam, which means 15 minutes less than 6 will become 5:45. So you have to pick the next value, which is padona saptavadanam, that represents the time 6:45. Is this clear to all of you, or any doubts you have got in this?
This is clear, Bhagini. But I have one doubt. Samayaha is pullinga, whereas hour, that is vadanam, is napumsaka, is it?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, thank you.
Shall I move to the next one? Here. So the next thing that we will have to see is 6:05, 6:10, 6:20, 6:25, 6:35, 6:40, 6:50, and 6:45. So that is what we are going to see one by one. So 6:05, which means 5 minutes is more than 6. You know, Shadvadanam is 6. So when it is 5 minutes more than 6, so that becomes pancha plus adhika becomes panchadhika shadvadanam. Panchadhika shadvadanam. If you want to say 7:05, panchadhika saptavadanam, which will be 7:05. And very similar to that, we know dasha is 10. So dashadhika shadvadanam. Dashadhika shadvadanam is going to be 6:10. And after that, 20 minutes more than 6, which is 6:20, will become vimshatyadhika shadvadanam. These are all combined with sandhi. So you can choose to say it this way, vimshatyadhika or vimshatyadhika shadvadanam, which is also fine. You can divide it, vimshatyadhika shadvadanam, panchavimshatyadhika shadvadanam, which is 6:25, 25 minutes more than 6 will become panchavimshati adhika shadvadanam. Any doubts so far in this 5, 10, 20 and 25? If so, let me know.
Okay, vimshati here is basically you meant vimshati hi, right?
No, vimshati hi is not here, vimshati adhika.
Okay.
Let us not talk about the visarga here because that will confuse. That will be really confusing. That's fine.
Okay. Bhagini, here adhika only we don't use the, like 7:10, 7:20 in Samaskrita, like English. No, in English we say 7:10, 6:20, 6:25. Here there is no such class at all.
That is what
the
site is 6:20. Hello. Did anyone
wanted to ask? Suddenly. Yeah, suddenly everybody is quiet.
Bhagini, sorry. Yeah, now you are.
Okay. I could not understand what the person who asked the doubt was asking. If anyone else understood, please explain me so that I can try to clarify.
He was trying to ask, in English we say 6:20 and 6:25, 6:05, 6:10. So he is asking if there is no such thing in Sanskrit at all.
As in the short version kind of.
Yes.
This is again an excellent question. I will have to talk a bit about the Vedic times for this. If everybody is ready to hear it, maybe for 2 or 3 minutes I'll take. The day system, time system all came much later. The way we say Monday, Tuesday and all, it was much later only it all came. But prior to that, it was all Tithi or Yoga based or Hora based.
they will not say the time is 5:45 early in the morning, come and do the Sandhya Vandanam. They will say the hora of that particular day. So that is how it was possible for them to identify what the time exactly was. It was never this time system. As it grows, any language for that matter, even computers were not there at that point of time. But later on, after it got invented, we found or coined a term for that, to say it. So it is very similar to that. Sanskritam has come up with this kind of way to express the timing. But technically speaking, even the day or the time was not there. It was in some other tradition that we have imbibed it. So that is how we are using it now. There are much more things associated to say it about, but I will restrict myself to this for time being. So that is the reason why we don't have that kind of shorter term.
Hello.
Maybe.
Hello.
Bagini.
Hello.
Vadatu.
If it is going to be 10 minutes to 6, how today? 10 minutes to 6.
Dashona the prayer value. 10 minutes to 6 will become 5:50, right? Dashona
yes, yes.
Panchavadana.
Dashona, okay.
That we will be seeing, Mahodaya. Just wait for some time. Okay. But there are a lot of time day breakdown that has been mentioned in some of the Puranas like Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, one Triti, they call it Triti, the integration of three. So from that kind of precision, there are values for sure. But we are not using that because this is more practical for now. If you go and say to somebody at one Triti, I was having my lunch, nobody will listen to you. Today, what are you talking?
Bhagidi, even to this day, to some extent, we use it in the sankalpas and all. They say,
yes, definitely.
You pay then from that yes. Rutu Ayanam.
I think the Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha that we say, 15 days and 15 nights, or the Rutu, as you said, Ayana, Ayana Vatsara.
Ayana, Rutu.
One Vatsara is two Ayana.
Masa.
Ayana, Rutu. Yes, Masa, Paksha, Muhurta. Danda, Lagu, these are all the terms that the earliest that I know is Srimad Bhagavatam where it has been all mentioned. So I hope that answers. I'm so sorry that it took so much time in explaining this. We will move on. So this thing is Pancha Trimshadadiha Adhika Shadvadanam, which is 6:35. Pancha Trimshad is 35. And this is 40. 6:40. So, Chattvarimshad Adhika Shadvadanam. And Panchona Saptavadanam. Mahadev, whatever you asked has come here. 6:55. So, if you say Dashona, then that will be 6:50. Dashona Saptavadanam is 6:50. I've just wrongly aligned it. I'm sorry for that. So, how do you use it practically? Aham Pratah Kale Shadvadane Uttishtami. That is again a Mudrana Dosha. Please excuse. So Shadvadane, I wake up at Shadvadane. Now can someone try to find out the Vibhakti of this? This here, of course, but in Sanskritam, any one of you?
Saptami. Saptami. At
yeah.
Wonderful. Certain time.
Saptami. So that is located. Sita Sardha Saptavadane Patashalam Gachati Atharvaha Madhyakhne Padone Ekavadane Griham Avichati. So Padone Ekavadanam will be, what will be the time? Can someone try to guess it?
12:45.
Sayankale Sapada Shadvadane Kridati Rama Ratrav Padona Ekadashavadane Nidram Paroti. So all the activities, you reach some place at some time, I wake up at this time, I sleep at this time. So for all those you can use the term Vadane, which is locative because it denotes time. So we are using vadane. Any doubts in this, or shall we go to the new lesson? I assume it's clear to all. So the next topic would be vachanani. I think this also we saw a bit last class, though not in detail. So we are in which page now? 4.2, right?
2E.
E. E. Okay.
Yes.
So the exercise says ekavachanam bahuvachanam, and also denotes bhavan, bhavantah, bhavati, bhavatyah, aham, vayam. It is basically you all. Of male will be bhavan, bhavan yuvakah, bhavantah yuvakah. You are an young man, you are all young men. Bhavati balika, bhavatyah balikah. Aham mahila, vayam mahilah. So aham is I, vayam is we all. It's more than two. So whatever the examples here, bhavantah, bhavatyah, vayam, it is all more than two, which means it is bahuvachanam and not dvivachanam. Dvivachanam we will deal it later whenever we encounter it. So for now, you just know that even for dvivachanam there are some forms that we will be seeing it later. Shall we do it one by one now, as we do usually? Vidyadhar Mahodaya, can you do the first example? You can leave the 4.2E, go to 4.2U.
Prayoga parivartanam karoto yatha bhavan balakaha, you are a young boy, aham balakaha, I am a young boy.
So if it is you have to change it to me. And me. What are the things you should be seeing? Whether it is in singular or plural. If it is in singular you, change it to singular me. If it is in plural you, change it to plural me or us. Samyak Mahodaya, dhanyavadah. Chandra Bhagini, can you do the next one please?
Bhavati adhyapika. Aham adhyapika.
Uttama. Bhavati adhyapika. Aham adhyapika. Dhanyavadah. Nayana Bhagini, can you do the third one?
Bhavantah shikshikah.
Shikshakah.
Shikshakah. Vayam shikshakah.
So it basically
we are teacher. Yeah.
We are teacher. Because you are all teachers. You are all teachers. It is the five version of Bhavantah.
Yes. Yes.
Rangarajan Mahodaya, can you please take the first one?
Bhavatyah vidyardhinyam. Vayam vidyardhini.
Mahodaya, Sripya Samyak Patati, vidyardhinyah. There is no hurry, you are running like anything. Read it letter by letter.
Okay, vidyardhinyah.
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 It's not din, it's thin.
Vidyardhinyah.
So what is the parivartanam of that? Bhavatyah is you are all.
Vayam vidyaradini.
Vidyartinyah. Vayam is plural. You cannot say vayam vidyartini. It's like saying we are all one teacher.
Out on it? Can you correct
same
me?
Same thing. Vidyartinyah. It is there in the book. Yeah? See it and read it.
Vidyaradini.
Vidyartinyah.
Vidyartinyah.
Do it again. Say it properly.
Bhavatyah vidyardhinyah vayam vidyardhini.
Vidyardhinyah.
Vidyard विद्यार्थिन अह
तिन्यह विद्यार्थिन्यह
विद्यार्थिन अह
महोदय यू हैव टू वर्क ऑन द लेटर्स योर प्रोनंसिएशन इज रियली नॉट इन अ गुड शेप
ओके आई विल करेक्ट इट ओके थैंक यू
अदरवाइज देयर इज नो पॉइंट इन Rupa Bhagini, can you do the next one? 4.2 U.
Aam Bhagini. 4.2 U. Prashnan Likhatu, that is right questions. Yatha, Ete Chhatraha, meaning these are students. And the question for that is Ete K, that is who are they?
Uttama. Ete K. Dhanyavadah. Ajay Mahajan, can you do the next one? Ajay Mahajan, are you there? Mahajan, I think you have to unmute yourself. Anugraha Bhagini, can you do?
Etaha Thalikaha. Etaha Kaha.
Uttamam. Etaha Kaha.
Kaha.
Can you talika. Explain about the Vachanam of this? What Vachana is it in?
It's Strilingam Bahuvachanam.
Uttamam. Strilingam Bahuvachanam. So, Kaha Kaha.
Kaha, kaha, yeah.
Kaha, sorry.
Thalika is?
Plate.
Plate, okay. Thank you.
Uma Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Yetani Chitrani.
Uma Bhagini?
एतानि चित्राणि एतानि किम् एतानि कानि
भगिनि एकनिमिषं मध्ये एकमस्ति वयं सचिवाः तत् पठतु
वयं सचिवाः सारि ऐ डोण्ट् नो दट् मेन
You don't know what didn't you understand in this?
I know next one. Etani.
No.
Kani.
Do Vayam Sachivaha only. Patatu.
Vayam Sachivaha.
What is Sachivaha? Which lingam it is in?
Pullingam.
Okay. Pullinga ekavachanam or bahuvachanam? Sachivaha.
Bahuvachanam.
Then what will be the questioning word for pullingam?
Esha.
Esha is she. No, Bhagini, Esha is she. Okay. It is not questioning word. It is saying she. I am asking you, how will you ask who is he?
Who is he? Yeshaha Kaha.
So what is the question word here?
Kaha.
Okay.
K.
Now, so it should be?
Vayam ke.
Uttama. Who are we? Vayam Sachivaha.
Ati. Vayam Sachivaha. Danyavadaha Bhagini.
Chintanasti. Swagatam. This is how you should be interpreting. If you don't understand, don't get panic. Just see which lingam it is in. See if you know something similar to that. So that you will be able to do it. Danyavadaha Bhagini. Ashok Mahadev, can you do the next one?
Y- एतानि चित्राणि so this is napunsakalingam object
dvitiya vibhakti
yeah it's bahuvachanam so etani kani
samya etani kani uttamam dhanyavadah vijay mahodaya can you do the next one
next one is ta patrika
mahodaya there is a visargam at the end on both of the
taha patrikaah this is bahuvachan strilinga so the
say
question
is not bahuvachan it's bahuvachanam strilingam
bahuvachanam strilingam so the question will be ka patrika
ka patrika is wrong the question has to be the answer is taha patrikaah they are newspapers so you should be asking what are they the taha will remain the same only the patrikaah will be सम्यक् ताः काः उत्तमम् अवगच्छति खलु डु यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्
यस्
सम्यक् वैद्यनाथन् महोदय केन् यु नेक्स्ट् वन्
वयं शिक्षकाः शिक्षिकाः शिक्षिकाः स्त्रीलिङ्गं वयं शिक्षकाः वयं शिक्षकाः स्त्रीलिङ्गं बहुवचन शिक्षकाः काः क्वश्चन् इति काः शिक्षकाः काः
महोदय वाट् इस् वयं शिक्षकाः वाट् डू यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् फ्रम् दिस्
वी आर् स्टूडेण्ट्स् शिक्षकाः लेडी स्त्रीलिङ्गं
देन् वाट् वाट् यु बी आस्किङ्ग्
कः शिक्षकः
कः शिक्षकः इस् हू आर् आल् टीचर्स् we are already saying vayam shikshakaah we should ask who are we right
shikshakaah ka
ravi mahoday can you write raghunathan mahoday
ha
vadat
ah Which one? Same one,
huh? Same.
Vayam Shikshakaha. We are all... Hello?
Vadatu Mahodaya.
I don't know. I'm not able to.
Nitya Bhagini, can you do that?
Te Vaidyaha?
No, he has not completed Vayam Shikshikaha. Both of them could not find
it. Oh, Vayam Shikshikaha vayam kaha.
Uttamam, vayam kaha. Can you explain them what it is all about and why did you use vayam kaha? Why not?
We are students. Shikshikaha is strilingam, plural. So strilingam plural in question is kaha.
Shikshika is teacher, not student. Vayam Shikshikaha, it says that we are all teachers. So you want to ask who are we? Vayam kaha.
Vayam kaha.
Not teacher. Okay. Samyak. Natarajan Mahodaya. Natarajan Mahodaya asti ba. Shashireka Bhagini, can you do this? The next one.
Te vaidyaha.
Uttamam.
Te ke.
Uttamam. Te vaidyaha. Te ke. They are all doctors. Who are they?
Te ke.
Uttamam Bhagini. Dhanyavada.
Only
Deepa Bhagini was left out because I don't find anything else to give. Bhagini, you can do the 4.2E. Probably we can do the all the exercises in 4.2E. Jatuti. Deepa Kamna Bhagini, can you do that? Deepa Bhagini Astiva. So the next one, we've got 10 minutes more. We will quickly learn the next thing, which is Kriya Padani. So this is not a new topic to you for sure, because I've already spoken about Kriya Pada. Can someone try to explain what a Kriya Pada is? From where do we get the Kriya Pada? And all those details?
Shall I try? Chandra. Kriyapadas denote action. Kriya means action. The words which denote action, Kriyapadani, in English it is called verbs. These Kriyapadas are, they stem out of the dhatus. The base for the Kriyapada is the dhatus. And, what else again? I am not able to.
Okay. If you all see the screen, I hope. Please be mute. So, basically, the Kriya Padam is a verb. It's nothing more than a verb. So, in the table, you're seeing again a table very similar to your Vibhakti, Vibhakti Rupani, where you've got Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, and Bahuvachanam on the top. The only difference is Prathama Purushaha, Madhyama Purushaha and Uttama Purushaha. It is the purpose of Prathama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha and Uttama Purusha is to say Prathama Purusha is he, she, it. Madhyama Purusha is you. Uttama Purusha is I. So having said that, the Prathama Purusha could either directly say the subject as Ramaha, or you can use Saha. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, or Saha, Tau, Te. Similarly, Madhyama Purushaha can directly, it talks directly about the person who is standing in front of you. Tvam, in case of Ekavachanam, a singular one. Yuvam, in case of dual. And Yuyam, in case of Bahuvachanam. Similarly, Uttama Purusha is something that talks about Aham, which is I, Avam, which is we two, Vayam, which is we all, more than two, we. So it's Saha, Tau, Te, Tvam, Yuvam, Yuyam, or Aham, Avam, Vayam. So how does the form of the Kriya changes? Pattu Dhatu. So the dhatu for to read is pathu. Pathu dhatu becomes patati patataha patanti. Ramaha patati. Ramau patataha. Ramaha patanti. Tvam patati, which means you read. Yuvam patataha, you both. Yuyam patataha. And aham patami, I am reading. Earlier it was he, Ramaha, Rama is reading. Then it became you are reading. Then now it becomes I am reading or I read. Any doubts in this? I'll just give you a minute to note it down. Verb form, Kriyapada is verb form. And again, it is very important to analyze a shloka or any kind of verse that you are getting. And the verb form will have different tenses, which we call it lakara. If you don't have any doubt, I will just keep going with the lesson. Okay, I hope it is clear. So there are 10 lakaras or 10 tenses. Dasha lakaraha. And Purusha is also 3 and Vachana is also 3 that we know. Prathama, Madhyama, Anuttama, Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam. So the verb form, again it is derived from dhatu by adding some suffix at the root, at the end of the root. Okay. So you're adding something to the end so that it becomes a form. And there are much more to talk about the tense, but for now we will restrict to a couple of details. Like this is known as present tense, which is known as Lat Lakhara. Lat Lakhara Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam. Lat Lakara Prathama Purusha Dvivachanam. Lat Lakara Prathama Purusha Bahuvachanam. Lat Lakara Madhyama Purusha Ekavachanam. Similarly, Dvi and Bahu. And Lat Lakara Uttama Purusha Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam. So whatever dhatu you get, you add Ti Taha Anti, Si Taha Tha, Mi Vah Maha. So that is how the words get divided. Can I move? Shall I go to the next one?
Bhagini, when I say you eat, will I say Bhavati Patasi?
I am getting echo. I am getting echo. Anitya Bhagini. What do I say? What do I say?
When I say you teach, Bhavati Patasi, is it?
Bhavati, you can alternate it with Patayati. Patasi is
Pat. Okay.
Okay, Patayati. Bhavati, Patayati. You are teaching.
Oh.
But colloquially, I'm clubbing the Pratham Purusha and Madhyama Purusha quite often.
Okay. So what will be correct? Will it be Patasi will be correct, Patayasi will be correct or Patayati will be correct?
Patayati. Any other questions?
Bhagini, there was a lot of noise. What is Patayati? Which lakara is that?
Patayati. It's Lat Lakara only.
Okay. It's a different verb, is it? It's a different dhatu?
No, it is actually not a different dhatu. It involves a lot of grammatical sutras that makes this to that. For example, if you take a gotra, somebody is of Bharadwaja gotra, the clan of that is known as Bharadwaja gotra.
Okay, that I
It is very
know.
Similar to that.
Okay.
It is kind of similar to that. So for now, this much of information would suffice. The derivation is a little different. Okay.
Any other doubt?
Can you give me another example of that? So that, I mean, not like in the name, so you know, Bharata Vamsha, so Bharata, that kind I understood with the nouns, but with any other Kriyapada Dhatu that turns into this, these two kinds, can you just give me one more example? Maybe I'll be able to link it.
You want to know what? Can you be more?
For example, Pathati or Pathayati can be used. Like you said, you know, because it is read, so to make someone read is Pathayati. So like that, any other example? So you use, like, if I want to say he reads, okay, no problem, in case. So he reads, but Shikshaki Pathayati, that's how we have to use it.
Saha Pathayati, he is teaching.
Hello.
What are you?
For some time, the system has gone, now it has come. What question you are asking?
I don't understand what you are asking.
No, you are asking some questions, you know, you want me to answer?
No, I told you to mute yourself.
Okay.
Okay, already it is 10:30, but yeah. I'll just quickly go through the slide and tell the homework and we'll finish up that. So Pathati, Pathami. So Pathati refers to he, she. Pathami refers to me. Similarly, Likhati, Likhami. So this is actually a classwork that I wanted to do, but we'll do it in the next class as a revision so that we will see how far we've understood it. So the homework for the next class would be 4.3. So it's Ekavachanam and Dvivachanam. So the title of the exercise says Adhorekhangitasya Kevalam Vachana Parivartanam Karotu. So you have to just change the Vachanam. When it is given in singular, you have to change it in plural. First example I'll show you. Saha Vidyalaye Pathati. So now Saha becomes the Karta or the Prathama Vibhakti. Vidyalaye is locative or saptami. Pathati is the dhatu or the kriya. Now, to change the kriya padam to bahuvachanam, you have to change the subject as well to bahuvachanam. So, saha becomes te, pathati becomes pathanti. Te vidyalaye pathanti. So, similarly, finish off the rest of the thing. Patathu patanthu is again very similar to that. The 4.3 is there, right? Pathatu pathantu. That is a different tense form. If possible, do it. If not, we will do it in the next class. And I think, Pathatu pathantu you can leave it for now. But 4.3e you can do. Khadami khadamaha. As you see it on the screen. Pathami pathamaha. Khadami khadamaha. So you can finish up the rest of the exercise that way. So there is something.
Bhagini, I think we can do 4.3 no, because we have seen Gachati, Gachatu and all we have seen. Only the tense we will be changing. Can we try?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we have seen it technically, but not as part of it. Well and good if you can do it. I would really appreciate it. As you said, as we have seen it already. Pathatu, Pathantu, we already see it. We saw the Prarthana Rupa of Prathama Vibhakti. The Dvitiya will be into at the end. Pathathu will become Pathantu. But make sure to change Bhavan to Bhavantaha. So similarly, everything else is same. The Vishesha Abhyasaha is our special kind of roots. So Karoti will become Kurvanti. Karoti will not be Karonti. Because of some grammar, it changes to Kurvanti. Karomi becomes Kurmaha.
so that you can just revise once and come, we will do it in the next. If there are no questions, we will finish the class for today. And someone would should volunteer to do the Shanti Mantra Mantra.
Shall I try?
Yeah, yeah, sure. I don't
but
have
I need the screen. Oh, okay. I don't. I don't remember the order.
Anyone would like to do it?
I don't remember the order. Sarvesham.
Can I try, ma'am?
Yeah.
Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Om Shanti 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 Hi.
Dhanyavada Bhagavad. Namaskara
Namaskara Bhagavad. Dhanyavada.